Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
I hope everyone's doing well. This is the day of the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
I want to speak today, well, the sermon today is on from the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verses 5 through 8.
Amen.
That's Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 5 through 8.
Amen.
Familiar scripture? It reads as follows. And when Jesus was entering into Capernaum, there came upon him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shalt come under my roof, but speak the word only.
Yes.
And my servant will be healed.
Amen.
Our message today, the topic is on the subject, speak the word.
Speak the word.
The centurion understood that Jesus was a man with authority and power from God.
Yes.
He knew that if Jesus just spoke the word, the power of that word would heal his servant.
Yes.
And that's exactly what happened.
Amen.
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 Jesus spoke the word very often.
He did.
He would just speak life into situations that did not have any life in. Look at Lazarus.
Yes.
Lazarus, get up. You should sleep. Wake up.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And did Lazarus was there 4 days. But Jesus spoke the word with authority from the Lord. And Lazarus rose up from the dead.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
Speaking the word. We as ministers are called to speak the word, right?
Mm-hmm.
God lets us know what we should say and how we should say it and when to say it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the messages that God wants us to speak are of encouragement. Sometimes it's of hope.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's some direction and guidance in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just to correct us when we kind of veer off to the left or to the right.
Yes.
But either way, we're speaking the word.
Amen.
The authority that God has given us is making that word come to life. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just words on a piece of paper. Right?
Yes.
These sermons have helped many. Many. Think about it. But you know, speaking the word isn't limited to preachers.
I know that's
true. Okay?
Yeah.
Let's talk about this. We all have an opportunity to speak the word.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
And we don't understand that speaking the word is not about quoting scriptures all the time, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again. It's not about quoting scriptures all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can just speak the words and things will be happening in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
I'll use us as an example, okay? It is human nature to doubt. Would you agree?
I agree.
Human nature. Mm-hmm. We always doubt, you know, I don't know if this is right. I don't know this. I don't know that. The cup's half empty type deal.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Well, how many times have we spoke a word to our lives?
Mm-hmm.
Saying, you know what? My cup isn't half empty. Mm-hmm. According to the word, my cup runs over.
Amen.
Psalm 23, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't speak that enough in our own lives.
No, we don't.
You know, our situations, we say the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, we shouldn't be saying, this isn't going to work, or what have I done, or looking back and say, I shouldn't have made that mistake, or I shouldn't have done this. We are negative. Humans are negative, if you think about it. We're always saying things that are detrimental to our own selves.
Yes.
But we don't realize it. We just do it over and over again, and then we wonder why things aren't going the way it should be, right?
That is so
But if we took the time to say, you know what, I'm going to speak a word of life to my life.
To my life.
You know what I'm saying?
Selfish.
You know, I'll give you an example. And I was in a situation where I was living very minimal paycheck, very minimal money. It's called Social Security, okay? So let's face it, Social Security is not something you can really live off of, okay? Let's just be honest.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can pay the bills if you don't have a lot of bills. Yeah. But if you do have a lot of bills, it ain't gonna work. Yeah. You're gonna be under.
Bare minimum.
That's why you see a lot of senior citizens and elderly working in stores,
yes,
greeters or whatever.
Yes, just to help.
Because Social Security is a joke, okay? I'm just gonna say it. It's a joke. Mm-hmm. I don't know who came up with this system, mm-hmm, but it ain't working.
No.
Okay? Well, I came to the conclusion, mm-hmm, I was speaking to myself, I said, you know what? I can make this work.
Uh-huh.
Knowing that the outcome of it isn't working, right? I was speaking like that's gonna really work if I say that, right?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. No, it didn't work that way. I found out, I said, well, I'm gonna have to talk to my old employer, yes, right?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to humble myself.
Humble. God bless you.
And speak a word that he will hire me back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's a word.
That's a word.
When I talked to him, he hired me back.
Mm.
I spoke the word. I said, he will hire me back. I didn't say he might or he won't. I said he will.
He will.
And he did.
And he did.
And now, to God be the glory.
Glory to God.
I'm not just living on Social Security.
Praise
I can actually
Lord.
Breathe. So that's a testimony, and that's an example
glory,
of speaking the word in your life and it making a difference.
Mm.
We have power from God.
Mm.
We all have power from God.
We do.
Just don't use it.
That's true.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's times where, you know, we have people in our life, like our kids or something, they're sick.
Mm.
You know, you know how it is when you have a young kid,
mm-hmm,
you know, toddler,
mm-hmm,
and they're sick and they can't really tell you what's going on. You remember that?
I remember
that. And they're looking to you for solutions. Who else they gonna look to?
Lord have mercy.
Right?
Yeah.
And you gotta speak a word to them. You know what? You're gonna be okay.
You're gonna be okay.
Right? Yeah. Those two words means a lot.
Yeah.
Because you're speaking it with the authority of God. You're saying you're gonna be okay.
You're gonna be okay.
And sure enough, the kid is okay.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But if you say, oh boy, I don't know. This could be serious. Then you're speaking the wrong word, okay?
Yeah.
It don't have to be serious. It don't have to be all that.
Yeah.
You can just say, it's going to be all right.
Yes.
And you have the authority through God to make that happen.
Amen.
But we don't do that sometimes.
No.
We go back to the negative part. Glass half full. Throw the glass away if it's half full. Just throw it away.
Yeah.
It's not doing you any good anyway.
No.
Okay? All right. So that's just a few examples in our lives.
Yes.
But we can do that all the time.
Yes.
We're creatures of habit. We're so used to not doing that has become a habit for us.
It is.
When we're speaking, you know, from the half full
perspective.
Negative.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't going to work. I really shouldn't go here. Traffic's going to be bad. Well, you just told the traffic to be bad.
Yes.
Well, you say, oh, I'll go. Traffic's going to be light.
Yeah.
Not going to be any problem
be
at all.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day. And what happens? It turns out the traffic was light and you had a beautiful day. Why? Because you spoke a word
Amen.
With authority because you had the authority of God within you.
Amen.
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 I mean, these little things, right?
I'm
convicted.
Yes.
Okay? I'm
Me
convicted.
Too.
Because I looked at this word. I said, wait a minute. I had to look within. I said, man, I've done that.
Yes.
I spoke bad word.
Yes.
Without using the authority that God has given us all.
Yes.
To speak the word.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Now, you'd be surprised how speaking the word will affect not only your lives, but others.
Yes.
You are God's representatives on earth. Correct?
Yes.
We are.
Yes.
And some people look to us for godly help.
Yeah, encourage.
I mean, they don't come to you and say, please pray for me, get on the knee. Oh, help me, help me. They don't do it that way, okay? You'll stand in line in the grocery store, right? And the clerk, you ask the clerk how they're doing. And the clerk will give you the story of their lives. Mm. Well, you know, things are hard for me right now. One of my kids got locked up or something's going on, you know. Mm. We don't know. But they tell us whether we want to know or not. Why are they telling us that? There's many people in the line.
Mm.
There's been people in and out of the line all day long. Why are they telling us?
Mm.
Because a portion of them feels that we have the authority that God has given us to help them. It ain't about, well, John 15:2 says, no, it's not about that. She can't deal with that right now. She's going through some things. You're in a line. You're not going to be there that long. You got to hit it and quit it.
You got to get out of there.
You know? You can't hold up the line. You know, let me pull up my Bible. No. She don't want to hear it anyway. She has all this work looking at her in line, okay? So she don't have... So that ain't going to work, okay?
No.
But you can speak the word to her.
Amen.
You can look her in the eye and say, you know what? Everything's going to be all right. I've been where you are.
Yes.
I know people that have been in your situation too.
Yes.
And God worked it out for you. You don't even have to say God. It's obvious who it is.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It worked out.
It worked out.
And it will work out for you too.
It's going to work
out. I'm a witness because it worked out for me.
Yes.
And if it can work out for me, it can work out for you because we're no different.
Yeah.
You have spoke a word of life in that lady's life.
Yeah.
That she didn't have before.
Amen.
Nobody else told her that.
Amen.
They just said, they kind of brushed her off.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But in that short little 5-minute window, you have spoke life to somebody who is really going through something.
Yes, I love that.
You were a blessing to somebody.
Yeah.
And that blessed you.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you're using God's authority to help people.
Yes.
Which is what it's all about. That's Jesus did.
That's what it's about.
He spoke the word to help folks.
Yes.
We should be helping folks. And I know charity starts at home. That's why I started. You got to help yourself before you can help others,
right.
Okay? You're no good to anybody if you're not right.
I know that's
right.
Yeah.
So, in that short period of time, you helped that lady. You told her everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And because you have the authority of God in you and spoke that word, it will be all right for her, right? None of this is written down. Just, I don't even know why I wrote that. Okay? Why? But, that's just one example. You have friends, right?
Yeah.
You know your friends. You have some friends that will call you only to vent.
Yeah.
You know, it gets tiring because that's, feel like you're being used, right?
Jesus.
But they're screaming out to you. They see something in you besides an ear to help, that you could help them. I have a friend in somewhere. I won't mention where
that's
or whatever.
Right.
But they'll
right.
call me when they need something.
Yeah.
When they're going through something.
Yeah.
They call me to vent.
Yes.
And I tell them, it's going to be okay. It's going to be all right.
Yes.
I went through, a lot of times you go through the same thing they went through, so it's kind of easy to transition.
Yes.
You give them an example of that relates to what they're going through. They can see it. Okay. And then you can say, you know what? I got through that. You'll get through that too.
Exactly.
And it's not the will of God if you go through a whole lot of problems.
That's right.
Because it's not.
No.
You spoke a word to that person because they came to you to get a spoken word.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
We should be doing that.
Yeah.
That's why we're getting the call in the first place. Now, don't get me wrong. Some people, it gets old when they call you, and that's all they want to talk about.
And
you can't get a word in edgewise, right?
Nope.
So, I shouldn't be saying anything. But, what do you do in that case when they keep calling you and venting? Okay, now, the normal reaction, if you see their number, you just don't answer the phone, right? You're like, she's just going to vent, right?
Yeah.
But if you're led by the Lord to answer that phone, then you have an obligation to speak the word to this person. Mm. Why else would you be led to answer the phone? If you know how it's going to go, you know what they're going to do, right?
Yeah.
So it's a reason why God brought them to you.
Mm.
Who else are they going to call? Who else has that light shining within them?
Mm.
You'd be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Not many.
Mm.
But that person chose you.
Mm.
You should be honored.
Mm.
It gives you an opportunity to do what Jesus did. Speak a word of life into their lives. Just like you're speaking it into yours.
Mm.
So if we don't take anything away from this year's sermon, take away the fact that we can speak life or death through our tongue, right?
Yeah.
It's better that we speak life.
Yes.
Than death.
Yeah.
So saints, in closing, speak the word of life to you and to others. Amen.
Yes.
Just like Jesus did.
Yes.
Amen.
I love that.
Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, I thank you for this word. God.
Yes.
Lord, this blessed me, man. It convicted me, but it blessed me.
Yeah.
I'm guilty, Lord. I repent. Because there's been many times I talk negative instead of speaking the word.
Amen.
Amen. But, Lord, I repent and I ask for your help to catch me before I do that.
Yes.
Help me to speak the word of life in my lives and others. Help
yes.
me to, they're coming to us for a reason, Lord.
Jesus.
They're coming to hear from you, Lord.
Jesus.
We need to speak the word of life in their lives.
Jesus.
Father, thank you for this word.
Thank
We're
you.
Not worthy.
Mm-mm.
But Father, through you, we do have the power and authority to speak the word.
Yes.
Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth throughout the land. May you be glorified in it. May we all start speaking the word. Maybe it would change the world
Jesus.
If we spoke
if
the
we
word.
Just spoke the word.
Mm-mm-mm. Father, I thank you. I pray, Lord, that it'll touch many and
yeah.
people will understand exactly what you're saying here. To you be our glory, honor, and praise, Lord. We thank you and ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.